USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people marched in Sacramento, California last night protesting a county DA's decision not to charge two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man last March. Over 80 people arrested by police last night. Officers in the case had said they believed Stephon Clark had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard. No weapon was ever found. It's believed he was holding a cell phone.
Our hearts go out to everyone affected by the devastating storms.
That's President Trump speaking about the storms that hit the Deep South on Sunday, killing 23 people in Lee County, Alabama, where more people are missing and the searching will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
More investigations into President Trump and his associates. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Democrats requesting more and more documents from President Trump. He says he'll gladly comply with this request. Here's the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. You know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You're going to learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax.
The president facing his first veto over his declaration of a national emergency to build a wall on the southern border. The House passing a resolution blocking the order. The Senate expected to do the same. And now it looks like President Trump will then make good on his veto threat. An HIV-positive man's the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. They say he's a man from London who's been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. House is expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. It's a response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing, in her words, allegiance to a foreign country. Omar issued an apology last month after saying pro-Israel groups are using big political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. The last Chevy Cruze is soon coming off the assembly line in Lordstown, Ohio. In November, General Motors announced it would close that plant, which opened back in 1966. Production was supposed to end on March 8th. Officials now say it will actually stop tomorrow. 700 GM workers have already transferred to other plants, and the other 1,400 at Lordstown will be out of their jobs this week. A Utah woman's in custody after reportedly stabbing her mother to death and then confessing at an Olive Garden in American Fork. Authorities say 31-year-old J.D. Lauren Altmaier, covered in her blood, told fellow diners what she had done. Police then found 55-year-old Carla Orsini at an extended-stay hotel with multiple stab wounds. The investigation continues. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.